The Present Takers by Aidan Chambers, read by Lisa Coleman. Chapter 1. Lucy, beware Melanie Prosser. She is out to get you. Angus, kiss, kiss, kiss. How do you know? And stop sending me notes. I heard. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Angus. Wait here, Melanie Prosser said at the school gate. Then we won't miss her. In her daddy's posh car, Sally Ann Simpson said. Show off pig. I'll put an armlock on her, Vicky Farrant said. I'm amazing at armlocks. Not till we've got her behind the cycle shed, Melanie said. Be all smarmy smiles till then. From the corner of the school hall, Angus Burns watched the three girls hanging about by the gate. He knew they'd wait for her today, being her birthday. Just like Prosser to think of that. He also knew what he would like to do to Prosser, kick her fat teeth in. Angus swept the hair out of his face and scanned the road, the school field, and then the drive right up into what he could see of the playground, looking for Claire Tonks. They'd be giving her a day off today while they had a go at Lucy. Poor old Claire. All she ever got was days off when they were bored with her and were giving themselves a change by tormenting somebody else. Angus spotted Claire at last. He could hardly miss her if she was in sight. She was so big in every direction. Tonks the Tank. She was standing inside the cycle shed, just out of view of the gate, and watching Angus. A new pencil case will do for me first time, Sally Ann said. My old one is grotty. Could put a neat half Nelson on her, Vicky said, with a wrist lever to screw on the agony. Save something for another day, Melanie said.